Hey, you know, last time we got a letter from John Wilkerson over at JesusGeek.info.
Yeah.
I was thinking about it, man. I was like, you know what? He wrote that with his bare hands.
His bare hands.
His bare hands. It was,
that's right. It was special.
Like it was like a full-on handwritten letter and everything.
Yeah. It wasn't even typed or anything.
No.
It was written with his bare hands. Yeah. Oh, that's disgusting. I touched that letter.
Yeah.
I don't wash my hands.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today, so sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today, and here's just to name a few. It's better not remembering a birthday. It's better not remembering your wedding anniversary. It's better not remembering a doctor's appointment. It's better not remembering to pick your kids up from school. Two Blind Squirrels in the morning.
Dude, that's not funny. I got left at school one day.
I did too. I actually fell asleep when the bus left, and then I woke up and yeah, it wasn't good.
But that's okay. That's not as bad though. You fell asleep and the bus left.
Yeah,
I was there waiting on my mom to come get me, and she forgot.
Oh wow, yeah, that is bad.
She had better things to do.
You win.
I'm just standing there. I was like in second grade.
Just waiting.
Just like, no mommy.
What happened when they finally come get you?
No mommy. And the last kid got picked up, you know.
They had to call her or something?
The last kid got picked up, and I'm standing out there all by myself. No mommy. Where did my mommy go? No mommy. And then, I mean, that's just.
Well, how'd you get home?
How'd I get home?
Yeah.
Some guy offered me candy. I got in his car.
No.
It's a long story, but eventually they dug me out of this pit.
The highway patrol came.
No, my cousins were one of the last ones to get picked up, and they went to get ice cream or something. I don't know. They went to do something, and they drove back by the school. They just happened to drive back by the school on their way home, and they saw me still standing there. So there were no cell phones then.
This freaks me out. You have family, and y'all all went to school together.
Yeah. So they picked me up and took me home.
It's just weird.
Oh, they took me to their house and called my mama and said, your son's in our house.
Yeah.
She was very embarrassed. She said, I thought his grandmother was picking him up.
Yeah, nah, likely story.
Anyway, it broke my little heart. I never trusted my mama after that to this day.
Squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
Okay. In this show, we're going to talk about restaurants that are gimmicking you in by trying to snicker your kids into some kind of sick, perverted free stuff.
Blind squirrels in the morning. Two blind squirrels at night. You can listen in a time at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
There's a problem in the world today, a growing, rising problem in the world today, and we need to address it here at Two Blind Squirrels. We need to take this on full-fledged, all of us together in unity with signs in hand and protest banners and phone calls to senators and representatives. And we need to just mobilize ourselves as a Christian community and do away with this whole kids eat free at the restaurant business.
What?
Yeah, kids eat free. You see signs at the restaurant, outside the restaurant, say kids eat free.
I love the kids eat free. I love kids.
Okay, already
free.
This thing's falling apart.
What?
Whole movement's falling apart. Half the movement's gone now. It's not a movement now. It's just me.
Because you go, you know, you. How many times have you bought something for Helen? And she didn't eat it.
Okay, a lot.
Well, yeah. So you go, and it's usually something that she could have gotten at home, like a hot dog or a bowl of macaroni and cheese, and she didn't eat it because
it wasn't real macaroni and cheese. It was their homemade macaroni and cheese. It wasn't mac and cheese. It wasn't out of a blue box. You get that to my daughter, and my daughter says, "You want a macaroni and cheese?" Yeah, I want macaroni and cheese. So they bring the macaroni and cheese. She's like, "Say no macaroni and cheese. Hey, what you trying to pull here? Say no macaroni and cheese." Noodles with Velveeta dripped over it. What is this?
But meanwhile, you paid $3.50
for weenies in it. Ain't no weenies in macaroni and cheese. Come back here and get this crap off my table. Macaroni and cheese. Bring me the official blue box. I want to see it. Sorry.
But meanwhile, you paid $3.50.
It really upsets me when that happens.
For something you could have paid 50 cents for and fed the whole family.
I know. But the kids don't eat free. It's all a farce. Don't eat free. That's wrapped up in the price of your meal.
Well,
it's a farce. It's a gimmick.
You think it's how does it wrap up in your meal? I don't understand.
They're charging you enough to cover the price of feeding that kid.
Well, they're already charging you too much. That's why you go out to eat.
Well, that's true. I don't go out to eat because they charge me too much. I go out to eat, and they do charge me too much.
Yeah.
Not because that's not the reason I go out.
Now, how's this whole thing with the whole kids menu? That's the thing.
It is $5 for the kids menu. Yeah. Just off my plate. Just get whatever you want off my plate.
Yeah.
You only can take a bite of it anyway.
Right. Yeah. And then wait till we get home and then eat again.
You get free refills on the drinks, right?
Yeah.
So just teach your kid not to backwash and let him drink out of your drink. That's it. End of story.
Yeah.
Is anything for the child there? No, she'll share mine.
Yeah.
We don't allow sharing. They don't say that. They let you share.
I've run into some places where they're like, they don't like.
Well, buffets, they don't want you to share. Well, but usually it's the buffets that advertise kids eat free.
Well, yeah. Because they don't eat anything. They don't eat much.
Helen would get a taco. That's her favorite thing to get, a taco. Usually it's macaroni and cheese or corn dog. I mean, you see kids, or a hamburger. You see kids in a Mexican restaurant getting a hamburger, right? Uh-huh. She'll order a taco at Red Long John Silver's, you know, it's a Red Lobster. Do you have a taco? There's taco on the menu, mommy? No, there's no taco here. Get a fish sandwich or macaroni and cheese. I don't want that crappy macaroni and cheese. It's not a real macaroni and cheese. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm back on that again, aren't I?
Yeah, you are.
Kids don't eat free.
Yeah, well, I like it. It still makes me feel good. You know what?
What? Tell me what.
Don't break it all down for me. I don't need it all broken down. There's some things I don't need all broken down. Just wrap it all up, roll it all into the price of my meal. Because at least then I'm like, okay, well, I'm paying $7 for this, $6 for that. Okay, I'll have this over here.
Yeah. You know?
But
you always order a la carte anyway.
Well, yeah, but.
So what good does that do you?
Well, but.
Your whole big thing is you're a la carte Charlie, you know? You're Charlie a la carte McGeever.
Well, there's some things. There's sometimes you can go a la carte.
You even a la carte your name. I want Charlie, but I don't want that name.
I guess you did do that.
Yeah, you did. Just give me that piece and that piece, and I don't want that piece.
Yeah, I like to pick the parts I like.
Anyway,
I'm a modern day Christian. I pick the parts I like.
You just pick the parts you like out of the Bible and leave the rest to the Bible. I don't like that whole do not judge part. I'm gonna leave that out. So anyway.
Well, hey, I found a resource today, kind of stumbled upon it.
Did you actually stumble upon it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, it hit me in the head.
Okay. It wasn't from stumble upon then?
No, it wasn't from stumble upon. It's a kid's animated Bible, and it's at thekidsbible.com.
Thekidsbible.com.
Yeah, and it's an animated Bible series, And the whole thing is videos and stuff, and you can actually.
But you got to buy it.
Yeah, you got to buy it. But if you go
they have trailers though.
They have trailers, and then if you go to YouTube, which I'll put a link in the show notes. I will. And but they have trailers on there that tells all about the story. Gives you a line, gives you an idea of what the animation's like, and.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, but anyway, they have a character gallery there. Shows all the different characters.
Oh, look at that. Look at that. Ham. Got named Ham.
Yeah, Pharaoh, Lot, Sarah.
I mean, what if he smelled like ham?
It all works it out. And I've watched a few. I've watched a little bit of the trailers, and it's kind of entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
It's not VeggieTale kind of.
A little more accurate and informing?
Well, it's a little more, it's a little more.
A little less entertainment?
A little less cartoonish.
Ah.
You know, things like that, but not necessarily to the scale of VeggieTales either. I mean, it's probably a little, I wouldn't say rougher, but it's a little more computerized looking.
Oh, okay.
You know? Mm-hmm. But anyway, it's a good resource, I think, for kids and that sort of thing, and it's worth
it. Are they affordable?
Giving a look at. Yeah, I think, well, you know, I didn't actually price it because I wasn't going to, I wasn't actually in the market to buy it, but I thought that it would.
You just wanted to pass on the information.
I thought I'd pass on the information, and you can check out the trailers on YouTube because, you know, you can give the kids something to watch while they're on the computer and stuff, so. Let's see what the price is here.
They won't tell you.
Yeah.
You got to give them. You got to give them a lot of information before they're going to tell you how much it costs.
Yeah.
That usually means it's too expensive.
I think so. But anyway, it's worth checking out just to go see the collectible series.
The collectible series.
Products. Wonder what the products get. Basket.
Oh, there you go.
$80.
$80 for the whole series.
Yeah, for the whole series.
That's the Book of Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the whole series. That's the Book of Genesis.
Yeah, well, it says Book of Genesis, but it's a collectible series.
Yeah.
Genesis Bible. It says, well, it's just called Genesis Bible Lessons. I don't know how far it goes, though.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
Let's see what the episodes say. Anyway.
So.
Something worth looking at.
Something worth looking at. Something better than free meal for your kids at the IHOP.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know, it's hard to find. It's hard to find.
Ryan's.
Christian resources. Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
I think that are
good.
Yeah, that are good or that are interesting or that are, you know, beyond just sort of a regurgitation of the Bible.
Yeah,
you know, like you can go to Bible Gateway,
mm-hmm.
and you can find any translation that you want of the Bible, and so there's a 1,000 other copycat little sites that do. To do the King James version of the Bible or whatever, search the Bible, all these different things like that. But there's not too many that I found that have creative ways of telling stories and things like that. So try to bring those things when we find them.
Cool. Okay, let's see what Ruthann has to say about it.
All right.
Hola all. Bonita here with a word from the Lord, Hebrews 2:3. How shall we escape if we ignore such a great salvation? This salvation, which was first announced by the Lord, was confirmed to us by those who heard him. There's something that troubles me greatly happening in this nation. We have been ignorant of the gospel. How many times on TV or in movies do we witness a theatrical death and the actors go on to explain and believe that their dearly departed one is in heaven? And how many of us bought into this idea because of the ignorance of the gospel? Or are we, as Christians, afraid to tell them the truth? The truth is hard to accept. Good people do go to hell, for without Christ we are condemned. As a Church of Christ, we need to join in prayer for the courage to confront this ignorance and boldly spread the gospel of salvation. Furry, furry day to all. Now back to Sire Brad Squirrel and Jazzy Chaz.
Sire Squirrel.
Wow. Uh-huh. She's been taking notes on the feedback there.
Thank you, Bonita.
Sire Squirrel.
Thank you, Bonita. Bonito Ardilla.
You like that, do you?
Yeah. Chaz picked up a new nickname the other day.
See his head.
Yeah, my head's getting too big for my microphone, my headphones. Chaz the other day picked up a new nickname. Amy T was calling him School.
Yeah.
She said, he's not new school. He's not old school. He's School.
I like it. I like it.
And you got to say it with the head bob, too. School. You know, you can't see the head bob, but you can kind of imagine it in your head. So.
I like that. I think that's kind of catchy. Kind of flattering, too. I like
it's pretty flattering. Yeah, it's a cool name.
Makes me sound brainy.
Chaz.
I like brainy.
Chaz School McKeever. All right. Well, that's about all we got for today, I'm afraid.
Yeah, it's the second day of the week, man.
Second day of the week. I still got turkey tummy. You
know? You got to stretch properly before you get into a full
spread. I hope everybody's working out because, I got turkey tummy going on.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah, I know so, that feeling.
Yeah, you know, and I'm still eating the leftovers, which is good. I love turkey leftovers. I like turkey leftovers almost as much as I like turkey.
Turkey and eggs, turkey sandwiches,
mm-hmm.
turkey and rice.
I had turkey for breakfast.
Turkey and beans.
I had turkey for lunch, and I had turkey for supper.
Chopped turkey, sliced turkey.
This morning, but I made it breakfasty. I mean, I had turkey on a bagel.
Shredded turkey.
Mm-hmm. I took the turkey and I kind of shredded it and I put it all over my bagel.
Turkey jerky.
Turkey jerky.
Yeah, you dry it out. Turkey jerky.
No. Don't mess up the turkey.
No turkey jerky?
Don't mess up the turkey.
Turkey sprinkles.
What are you doing? What's wrong with you?
What? You don't like turkey sprinkles?
You know, some sick version of Forrest Gump? You get shot in the butt, I ain't carrying you out of nowhere.
Can't leave a good man behind. Even if he is shot in the behind.
All right, everybody. Dios con Dios. Hope you're having a great week.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. "Dear God, I am a sinner and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed His blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior." Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity.
This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.